Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Cats News Radio, WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. We've got rain beginning to move in. It is going to be with us through the evening, through the overnight, all day tomorrow, and apparently into Wednesday as well. So just, if you would, be aware of that. Whatever precautions you got to take, you got to take. I want to thank again former Virginia Governor Doug Wilder for joining us a little bit earlier. And if you missed it, all you need to do is head on over to newsradio.wrva.com, and you can listen to the full discussion I had with the Gov. And while you're poking around online, WRVA.com is also the place to get your tickets for Politics and Pints. Coming up a month from today, it's October the 16th, historic Beacon Theater in Hopewell. Hope you'll join us. It's me and it's John Reed. Brian Kilmeade said he's coming back. Dana Lash is coming in for you. The only way you can get tickets, again, is at WRVA.com. There's another great event coming up, and this one is actually coming up next week. It's at the Glen Allen Cultural Arts Center. Beautiful facility, I should mention that. Put on by our friends at the Virginia Council. The Virginia Council is bringing speakers to town who have messages that absolutely need to be heard. And the guest who's coming in next week for the Virginia Council, Xi Van Fleet, is joining us. What a powerful story. Xi, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for inviting me to your show.
Yeah, the pleasure is mine. You're the author of a book, Mal's America, A Survivor's Warning. Please tell us, what is it that you are seeing, having survived Mao and China, that that we need to be aware of here in the United States in 2024?
Well, yes, I lived through what's called Chinese Cultural Revolution. And it's from 1966 until Mao's death in 1976. It was a 10-year cultural revolution. It's really a war against the Chinese culture, Chinese civilization, Chinese tradition, and Chinese past. And it is what Kamala said. Imagine what can be. Unburden what has been. Destroy the past. Mm-hmm. Everything in the past has to be destroyed, to be rebuilt, built back better. Sound familiar?
Yeah.
That is really a war to destroy everything so that we don't have a past. We only know the future. Forward, sound familiar? To what? To Maoist utopia land. And so that we don't have anything, we don't we forget about our faith and destroy statues, destroy make traditional names for institutions, for roads and highways and streets and brand names, everything. Wow. So that we only know going forward into the communist utopia. And I hope that people can relate to what's going on today. And I say that I lived through two cultural revolutions. One, 50 years ago, when I was a little girl, as a schoolgirl, I lived through the whole thing, mm-hmm. 10 years, and now I'm living through it with hundreds of millions of Americans. The sad reality is that a lot of people don't understand. They don't understand, they don't see it, it's because they are never taught the real history of communism.
Well, tell us a little bit. I want to remind everybody, Xi Van Fleet is joining us, and she's actually coming to town next week for our friends over at the Virginia Council. And you can go to thevirginiacouncil.org to get your tickets, thevirginiacouncil.org to get your tickets. When the Cultural Revolution happened in China, it was, if I understand it, it was violent. Was it done at the point of gun with the threat of more violence, or was it enacted in some other way, Xi?
That is a very excellent question. It is not done by soldiers, by military personnel. It is done by unleash the kids. The kids from as low, as young as elementary school ages all the way to universities. And those were the indoctrinated kids. They did not know anything about the past, and they believe everything from their leader, Chairman Mao. Whatever the leader told them to do, they would do it. They were called the Red Guards. And they were the Red Guards for Mao, and Mao claimed to be the Red Commander-in-Chief. Together, they destroyed the world, destroyed the institutions, and destroyed the CCP. Why? Because Mao felt that he was no longer in control of his own party and his own government and his own institutions. So he wanted the kit to destroy them so that he can put people back that he trusts. And that is really, after all that chaos, after all that destruction, death, 20 million people died.
Right.
It is all about power. Power for one person and who wanted to have absolute power, permanent power. In the process, he wanted to be our God, and he managed to do that. Mm-hmm. During the Cultural Revolution, he was regarded as a God, and the whole China of 800 million people were his congregation. And we have a Bible called Mao's Little Red Book,
right.
And we have it's everything. It's like a mad cult, and it was a cult. And what's happening today is the same thing. Group of people, they want the power. They want power. In order to get that, they are willing to do exactly what Mao did to China, to destroy this country, to divide the people, make them hate each other in the process so that they can get absolute power.
And when I think about the so-called Cultural Revolution, Mao's Cultural Revolution, the stories of children dragging their parents into the streets and having these sort of mock trials. And you know, we who are American by birth, Xi, we think, oh, that could never happen here. That's absurd. But I look at my sons who have been educated in the public schools, and I got news for you. There was a huge dollop of indoctrination that I think took the place of education quite often.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
That's exactly what they do. They have to do that in order to control the kids. During the Cultural Revolution, kids turned against parents, but also parents turned against their children. Husband turned against the wife, neighbors against neighbor, friends against friends, just like today in America. And you say that, you know, what happened in China, the children reported parents. It's happening here in America. Mm-hmm. Children, already we have cases of son reported to FBI of his father on the Capitol on January 6th. And daughter reported or tweeted on the social media about her mother among the crowd on Capitol Hill, and they all ended up in jail. And that's happening right here. And now the parents want to transition their kids.
Yeah,
it's absolute replay of the Chinese Cultural Revolution.
I'm so thrilled that you're coming here to Central Virginia. I'm grateful to my friend John Reed, who is, as you probably know, the founding chairman of the Virginia Council. What sort of reaction are you getting around the country? Because the Virginia Council is not the only place you're coming to speak, right?
Yes. Yeah, I have been invited all over the country, and I'm very grateful because people recognize that I have an important message.
Yes.
And I say, when I was, you know, when I videoed that I am of my speaking at the Loudoun County School Board went viral, I was shocked. I thought everyone knew Cultural Revolution. Yeah. Well, no, Americans do not know. They don't know because the school don't want to teach them. The media don't want to talk about it.
Yep.
They want to cover it up and forget. And so that when you don't know history, when you don't know the past, You cannot understand the present.
Yep.
And that's by purpose.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Xi, I appreciate you being here. I'm looking forward to seeing you next week. I want to urge everybody, go over right now, thevirginiacouncil.org, thevirginiacouncil.org. Still tickets there. I don't know if any of the VIP tickets are left, but I would just go to the website, thevirginiacouncil.org, because you do not want to miss this conversation with Xi Van Fleet, a courageous woman, a brilliant woman. I'm thrilled she joined us today. 4:45. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com